The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now, Britney Spears, after the end of her third marriage, has said she's given up on men and has decided, as she puts it herself, to stay single as bleep. How common is this experience that having been bruised by one or more relationships with men that women give up on the possibility of ever having a happy time with a male partner? I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the podcast Tough Love. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, Britney, what do you make of it?
Well,
is she just drawing breath?
Yeah, isn't it kind of typical? You know, it's the end of her third marriage. She has her own disappointments around it. And in fact, that little indication that she said about not going back with men in any way, she took that post down. But so she might have even reconsidered it already. But I think it's a very common feeling, I think, for both men and women, that they need a break from from relationships after a disappointing time. But I suppose what I found on this, which made me think, was it's this thing sort of like pointing the finger. You know, she's giving up on all men. She's giving up like they're all, you know, they're no good, and it's all their fault, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and this article actually that, you know, was written around that, there was a little bit more around that, which was other women who said after relationships, after a few disappointing ones, they had given up. And I just thought, sorry, I think this is the wrong way around. You know, if you're giving up, if you've had many bad relationships, as these women would say, many disastrous relationships, then I would say, you know, first of all, it's not a matter of luck. It's a matter of learning. You know, the whole thing of relationships is learning what it is you want, what works well for you, what kind of man or woman, in whatever case, you know, sort of really makes you feel happy, makes you feel good about yourself, that you love life together. It's all of those things. And even in this article, there's one woman who says, I've given up on men. And she speaks about her relationships, about how, you know, she shouldn't, the last relationship, it started off at a wedding. It was really, you know, you got the impression there was a strong attraction,
yeah.
You know, then there was, they stayed together for a while and then it ended up in disaster.
Yeah, but I was reading that piece. And
yes.
I just thought, maybe it's not them, maybe it's you. And I'll read this.
Okay.
When we got together, it used to drive me mad. I like my house to look a certain way and very organized about what I do with my day and how I spend my time. Whereas when he would stay over, he would forget to take his shoes off, was messy in the kitchen when he was cooking, and was generally happy just to hang around. Whereas I like to be productive, da 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 da. I'm thinking, she's got a guy who's cooking. Come on. What's not to like?
Yeah, well, I disagree with you there. I think she had about five things there that she should have noticed at the very beginning. This is not your kind of guy. He's not the person who gets up and is productive with you on those days. Now, sometimes there's a yin and yang. We accept that. But there were many things that weren't going right. They didn't like each other's friends. If you're having irritations, I often say that. In this first phase, stop it. Just that's your indication that this is not a relationship that's kicking off well. So they didn't like each other's friends. They didn't like the way they spent their free time together. She found him a bit messy. She found him a bit horizontal, lackadaisical. Why are you with him then?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would be saying. Sorry, why are you with him? Because something, maybe a big sexual chemistry started and you mistakenly thought this is a connection. It's not really a connection. You know, it's a kind of connection, but it's not the full deal. And that's where the mistake, I think, in that case was.
Now, the observed phenomenon of widowed men get married.
Yes.
And sometimes rather quickly.
Yes.
And widowed women seldom get married.
Yeah, well, I think there's two things about that. We certainly know that people who have successful relationships or successful marriages, they are often quite quick to move into another successful relationship. So what does that tell you? It tells me clear and clean that the skills of relationship and the kind of, because there are skills, not in a, you know, a workplace sense, but there are skills, the skills of, you know, communicating what you want, getting on, sharing time, sharing space, you know, resolving conflicts. These are all really important kind of relationship skills. If you've already had a successful marriage and that person is widowed or she is widowed, there's every possibility that they will reestablish again. Men tend to reestablish more quickly because I think they need, if I may say, I think they tend to need and want the comfort, if you like, of the relationship more than women do, because women rely a lot on women for friendship, support. Men don't do that quite as much. They rely on women for that.
I mean, if two widowed lads go off travelling together,
yeah,
and they go, for example, to Thailand, they'll probably think they're a gay couple, you know.
Yes.
Whereas two women go off and travel wherever in the
world. That's a fair point.
They won't be regarded in that way.
Yeah, so men are a little bit slower in that respect to, as you say, double up and sort of support each other in that very kind of strong way. But I think otherwise it's more about, for me, it's more about skill. I think it's that they have the acumen to do it. But I think the thing about this article for me was, you know, it's just that it's the wrong narrative. It's the wrong message. You know, you're giving up on men because you feel you haven't been lucky in relationships. And relationships are not about luck. I think that people, I would be encouraging in this instance, I would be encouraging this person, if you cannot work out, if you're thinking it's just luck, and if you cannot work out why you're having a series of disastrous relationships, then you need a third eye, a third person to look at what you're doing. That's where therapy comes in. That is, you know, and I'm not just trying to sell therapy, yeah, but
I'm just wondering,
it's a very
this,
useful time.
This
for
person who seems to have a very not quite OCD attitude to the way she runs her own life, but certainly has very strict guidelines.
Yeah.
That she actually is attracted to someone who's a lot less tense than she is.
Which can be a good thing.
Which can be a good thing. But yes, then when it comes to living together, it doesn't work.
Well, that's right. And so it's, you know, what works between a couple is a very, how would you say, a very complicated mix. You may have, I mean, opposites do attract. People like, you know, people who are quite detailed often like somebody who is very relaxed in the house. People who are unconfident often go for somebody and really like the extroversion and the extra abundant kind of confidence that the other person has. So these are pluses. But if they are irritants, well, then they're not pluses.
Of course, they could go for separate abodes and just be friends with benefits.
Yes, and they could be just friends who have relationships. I know quite a few people, funny, I've heard of recently, only mentioned this yesterday, in Europe more than here, I've heard it, where they might be in their 35 plus, you know, they have their own places to live and they are agreeing to stay that way as opposed to getting married. I was kind of surprised at that. In Ireland, we're still very much towards the getting married model, which, you know, we still have our numbers here are still very high, but less so in Europe.
Well, we learned last week on the programme that it's only in relatively modern times that sort of middle class and upper class couples might sleep together in the same bed. They might consummate together in the same bed and then depart to their chambers. And sleeping in the same bed with your spouse or partner was a sign of poverty.
Right.
So there you are.
I must have missed that segment.
All right. Stephanie, anyway, the advice is third-party intervention. Have a good look at yourself.
I think have a good look at yourself, your patterning, why you're making bad choices, and see if there's something in the way that you are looking at things that needs revision. Yeah.
All right. Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the podcast Tough Love. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.